Nashville's Music Row is trying to agree on a plan for its future, a tricky process that must navigate competing interests. Nearly 8 months ago, Metro declared a temporary halt on dense development of the row. Last night, a public meeting began the search for compromise. Residents worry about teardowns of old buildings, while developers and property owners fear government restrictions on what can be built new. At the center are city planners, like Stephanie McCullough, who is trying to balance preservation and growth along Music Row.
It's commercial, but it's also residential. There's a pretty strong neighborhood here, and there's also that community of musicians and producers and songwriters and everyone working together and being able to work with one another in such close proximity.
She says many want to protect that vibe, but the real estate is undeniably hot. At the same time, residents along the iconic corridor make requests that are common in many neighborhoods.
I suggested having affordable housing like they do over there, towards downtown. They've got studios for creative people.
That's longtime resident and music industry professional Terry Bell, who also wants a grocery store. And Eddie Roba, president of the Music Row Neighborhood Association, envisions one property as a pocket park.
This is the property closest to Belmont, and it's a vacant lot that I feel needs to be a park, because just to mimic like what we have at the roundabout on the opposite side of Music Row.
Three more meetings will call for ideas before a plan is due in March. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.